Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, it is Cyber Monday. We had Black Friday, and that is followed by Small Business Saturday, and now we've got Cyber Monday. Giving Tuesday's coming up tomorrow, but you know what? Today could be a historic day in the world of capitalism. This could be the first day in modern capitalism where we will see Black Friday fall to second place behind Cyber Monday as far as retail sales go. It is going to be a huge day online. There is going to be literally billions and billions and billions of dollars spent online shopping today. And just because you're shopping online doesn't mean you still can't keep it local. And our sponsors are a prime example. We've got wonderful sponsors on the show. Nearly all of them have websites where you can make purchases, you know, through their website. So we'll take a look at that this morning. It's Cyber Monday. Will you be Cyber Mondaying? Did you do anything big on Black Friday? Did you get a deal on Black Friday? Do you prefer to shop one over the other? More good things coming up in just a second. First, a quick reminder that now that the cold weather is here, maybe you've got a check engine light on. Oh, I hope you don't. I really hope you don't. But you know what? You got to make sure that that oil is good to go. And if you're in need of an oil change, remember my friends at Maurice Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. From a check engine light to an oil change to getting those winter tires on, they'll get it all done for you in a flash at 1500 Richmond Avenue. Imagine dealing with this cold with a beautiful jacuzzi hot tub. You could have one delivered into your backyard. Yes, even in the terribly cold winter months, they like Santa work 12 months a year. They do deliveries, not down the chimney, but into the backyard. They'll get it there for you. And yes, even in the darkest, coldest months of the year when you need it most. If you need the warm bubbles of a jacuzzi hot tub on an ice cold day like today, you have to see my friends at Creasy Hot Tub and Billiards. Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba, 2500 Park Avenue in Brandon. Google Jacuzzi Hot Tubs Manitoba and you will see a fine selection of tubs, one for every budget, and they can get you in one for the price of a foam payment per month. And at Leon's Furniture Superstore, what a busy weekend. Black Friday weekend at Leon's. Thanks to everybody who dropped by. Cyber Monday is on. And if you go to their website, you can see it there, leons.ca. The Cyber Monday sale is on. You can do your shopping online just as you would for other items. Why not furniture, appliances, and electronics too? But they have a local store, Tyler. I know. Just because you're cyber shopping doesn't mean you can't keep it local. Of course you can. With so many different businesses in our area now with website shopping, you can do both. You can do Cyber Monday and you can keep it local. And Leon's is a great example. 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Are you a Cyber Monday person? You decided you're just going to hang up your mittens and your car keys and you're just going to stay at home in front of your phone or try and not get fired at work by shopping and working at the same time. Can you imagine if it's like some jobs you can get away with that? I would not want to be going for heart surgery today and have a shopaholic cardiologist. Beep, beep. Yes, scalpel, please. And can you pass me my cell phone for a second? Yeah, just hang on a second. We'll get to your heart stuff in just a second. I'm getting a 2-for-1 on Nike runners right now. Are you kidding me? It's Cyber Monday, man. Just hang on. Anesthesiologist, just juice him up a little bit more here. Beep, beep. 2-for-1. Score! Score! Cyber Monday. Air traffic controllers. Permission to land. Yes, you can land in just a second. I've got a deal on Tupperware plastic tubs happening here on Cyber Monday on my phone. You can wait up there, you guys. Jeez. It's Cyber Monday. I'm trying to do some shopping here. Yeah. Guys need to land your plane. Land what plane? Police station, 911 emergency. We have a robbery in progress. You can just wait. The robber, stop, halt. I'm buying something online at Cyber Monday. Halt. I'm buying a new set of work boots that I'm getting on sale right here because it's Cyber Monday and I can shop and work at the same time. Thank you, by the way, robber, for halting. And nice ski mask that you have on there. Darla says, Cyber Monday for me, I'm not fighting for a toaster. Well, I don't think there was much fighting going on this weekend. Sherry says, both. I shop Friday, regret it, then I buy the real deal on Monday. Dwayne says, Cyber Monday, my truck hates city parking this time of year. Marla says, Black Friday, it's the only time I enjoy lineups, and it makes me feel alive. It makes you feel alive. Makes you feel alive. You must be drinking wine before you went Black Friday shopping. Into the cocktails. Shelley says, Cyber Monday, although shipping takes forever, but what's one more day? Hopefully Canada Post doesn't let us down this year. That's the last two or three Christmases we've had Canada Post issues, and oh my God, you go on Facebook and or any social media and you see people screaming, going, ah, my parcel's not here. Oh my God, it's not going to be here on time. That's something to keep in mind too. Tanya says, Cyber Monday for me, I shop in my pajamas. That's the whole reason. Tanya says, Black Friday, we make a day of it. We get some Timmy's in the morning, shop all day, and then we get some pizza at night, and it's a full, fun day. But might get some deals today, too. Sounds like mostly Black Friday, little bit of Cyber Monday. Uh-oh, Lynette says, neither. I'm doing neither. My budget's tapped out after hockey fees. Oy. Molly says, the only deal I did this year is I got 8 pounds of tea. Are you sure that's tea? I think I'm going to go see my buddy Tyler, and I'm going to put some tea in the trunk of my car. Oh, you know what? This bag ripped. I'm just going to put it in a Ziploc bag. Nah, it'll keep it nice and fresh. I've got 8 pounds of tea in a Ziploc bag for my buddy Tyler. Actually, I need a bunch of Ziploc bags. It's not going to fit. So here comes Molly in the trunk of her car with 50 bags of tea in Ziploc bags. Want to pop the trunk there for us so we can have a look and see what you got? No problem, officer. Right here. No problem. Punk. Trunk opens up. There's Ziploc bags of tea. Now, they may ask you to come inside to make them some tea. Are you sure that's tea? Candace votes Cyber Monday. Save on gas. Gas is still expensive. Although, you know what? Candace, I saw a picture of gas in Calgary. 99 cents a liter for gas at the Petro-Can at Sun Valley Boulevard and Sun Park Drive Southeast in Calgary. The price of beef has hit an all-time record over the weekend. Thank God barbecue season is done. I've broken up with beef. I'm taking a break from beef right now. I love our cattle producers. You know I love you. But it hit a new high over the weekend, and this stings,
man. Hit an all-time high. For these guys, the big lunchtime burger is still a treat they're willing to splurge on.
Well, unlikely to stop me from eating a burger. Yeah.
But for some folks, the price hike could mean filling up on cheaper kinds of protein.
Too much, too rich for my blood. The farthest I go is ground beef, and I'll go with the lean, not the extra lean, because it's just too high. And, you know, for what you get, it's way too high. I'm amazed. I'm shocked.
Canadian retail beef prices averaged around $25.90 a kilogram, and up 26% from the five-year average.
It's gone.
And now hamburger is $7 a pound.
To be honest, I think it's going to keep going up with the way the market's going.
Which is tough on consumers, but good news for family-owned ranches reaping the rewards. Mike Devick is 37 and part of the extended family that runs Devick's Ranch in the Hefley Lewis Creek area north of Kamloops. They diversified their cow-calf operation to include a feedlot and this busy butcher shop and meat processing facility on site.
Now, is that ever smart? They don't just raise their cattle, but they've got a butcher shop there. Man, they are making bank. And so for our cattle producers that are even in our area, these record high beef prices, a good news story. This means they're making some huge dollars, but you'll see it. The average price for hamburger now in Canada is $7 a pound. That is incredible.
Fewer ranches, less cows, higher prices, and more demand.
Quentin says, I'm getting my deer blended with 30% pork. A 275 makes for, oh, that would be, oh, be great. get the fat content up on them because the wild stuff's pretty lean. And pork is fantastic. Pork is still reasonably priced, hasn't moved a whole lot. That's the other thing. And you know what? Ground pork is fantastic, too, for tacos. Go with the lean stuff. That'll save you some cash, too. Burgers, lasagna, tacos will easily save us $1,500 this year by having the wild meat and pork. Well, and I think that that's going to be a growing trend. I think you're going to see more and more people go hunting to get themselves an animal and do exactly what you did, Quentin. I mean, it's going to be the only way to feed a family. I mean, when you're paying $7 a pound for a hamburger, just for beef hamburger, you know, and let alone to run a restaurant, I'm thinking, so if I had a hamburger place, let's say it gets up to 8 pounds, which it probably will in the new year. You know, that's a quarter pounder is going to cost you $2 just for the meat, your cost. And so in retail, it's like the laws of threes. So you have to charge $6 just for the meat. Then you've got a bun. Then you've got whatever else you're going to put on there, some cheese and some bacon, probably another buck or two. I mean, no wonder they're charging $18 for a hamburger. You have to. I mean, the patty alone is just costing you $2 or $3 for a little patty. Dang Dog, as we speak, see, he says he's got some lean pork thawing for tacos tonight. Cindy says she had some ground pork with for lasagna, found it tastier than beef. I love it on the barbecue. Oh, pork burgers. At EPLA Office, if you're buying or selling a home, please keep EPLA Office in mind because they will provide legal assistance for you to make sure the deal gets done with ease. They will make sure that you understand all the things you're going to sign. Yes, sign here, sign here, sign here, sign here and here and here and here. And you're going to say, oh, what exactly am I signing? And they're going to be able to break it down in easy to understand language. Same thing for wills and estates, or if you are incorporating, see our friends at EPLA Office at 642 18th Street, Unit A, right across from the RBC. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac like Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership. Quick reminder that the Brandon Regional Health Center Foundation pancake breakfast is set for Friday, 7 a.m. in the showroom at Murray's. The pancake sausages, all the good stuff, strawberries dipped in chocolate. Tim Hortons coffee will be on, all the goodies that you could ever want in a beautiful breakfast. And it is a fundraiser for the BRHC Foundation. So plan on swinging by. Easy to access right off of Richmond Avenue there. And it will go until, I believe, 10 a.m. As soon as the show is done at 9 a.m. On Friday, I'm going to swing by there and, of course, have a stack of pancakes and some sausages and a visit with the crew over at Murray GM. Again, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And exciting news, in case you missed it, last week, Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba in with their fundraising results from the Smile Cookie campaign. The Holiday Smile Cookie campaign was a huge success, like $50,000 raised for local groups. And keep in mind that $100,000 was raised as part of this campaign, because again, half of it goes to Tim Hortons camps, and then the other half go to local community groups. For example, $16,000 went to the Brandon Humane Society from Holiday Smile Cookies, $16,000. $12,000 went to the Dauphin Food Bank. $8,000 went to the Musiman Visual Arts Center. That'll be put to some good use there. Almost $4,000 in Neepawa, going to the Neepawa Health Center. Nearly $10,000 in Verdun, going to the Verdun and District Health Auxiliary. So again, job well done. Thank you for buying all those Holiday Smile cookies. Almost $100,000 worth of cookie fundraising there. $50,000 going to local charities. Well done. Smile Cookie campaign with our friends at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, with 10 area locations to serve you. And start spreading the news. The hospital location will be reopening for the new year, possibly sooner. Okay, so that has been quite a lengthy delay. They're excited about being able to reopen it in time for New Year's, but maybe sooner. I don't know. What we'll do is we will write a letter to Santa Claus. Dear Santa, I want my Tim's open so that we can give you some Timbits instead of cookies, maybe.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Best Seller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
It's like you can't trust anything anymore. Every time shopping, doing anything in public with your tech just makes me anxious because it's like at every turn there's somebody that wants to steal my information, steal my money, steal my phone stuff. And I mean, phones are a big deal. They're kind of replacing our ID. You know, how many times do you log on to your bank account and they say, hey, hang on a second, we're going to text you a special code. So if somebody gets into your phone, it could be a big deal.
Have you ever charged your phone at one of the USB ports here in the airport?
I have, and I need to again right now.
Many airline travelers taking advantage of the convenience charging cell phones at public USB ports located inside the terminal while waiting for a flight. But it might not be safe. You see, the Transportation Security Administration now issuing a warning. The TSA says hackers can install malware at USB ports, stealing your personal data. It's known as port jacking.
That's something that is really dangerous, and so I'm going to not do that this time.
When you plug into these airport devices, when they're first installed, they're fine. But people go through the airport, they plug things into them, and then you plug into them, and then you become the victim.
Danny Jenkins is a cybersecurity expert.
You put it in between the USB device and you plug it in. The attacker plugs something bad in, you plug your thing in, and suddenly it's presenting as a keyboard to your device, or it's presenting it can push you to an App Store app that's malicious onto your phone. So you've got to be super careful when you're plugging into external USB ports.
So what is the safest thing to do at the airport when you're traveling? Well, cybersecurity experts that I talk to tell me it's pretty simple. Using your own plug and your own cord, all you got to do is plug it right into an electrical outlet like this one.
What? That one's cracked at the bottom there.
I don't know. I bring my own stuff, but I just plug into the wall, I guess.
Even after we told them about the TSA warning, these travelers admitting they would probably still take the risk in a public USB port if their cell phone was low on power. What happens? Are you going to do it anyway if you need charge?
Probably.
I'll need it to catch an Uber when I get home, so if I didn't have power, yes.
The TSA suggests getting around this problem by bringing your own portable charging device with you when you travel.
So, but then that means you have to take that little brick with you. You got to take that little brick. You know what? They're changing the USBs on those cords all the time anyway. They're changing them. And so, you know, they may not always work at the airport, I guess. But named the word of the year by the Oxford University Press. It could be right up there with doom scrolling. Good news for those who find their blood pressure rising as they scroll through their online news feeds. The Oxford English Dictionary's publisher has highlighted the term they might need to describe how they often feel, naming rage bait as its word of the year, defining it as online content deliberately designed to make you angry or to make you frustrated in order to increase traffic or engagement with a particular web page or social media content. And I find this is getting worse and worse, especially when it comes to political stuff. And that's why we don't touch on it. That'd be low-hanging fruit. Do you know how easy it would be to have a live stream show that explodes for audience? Like, I mean, brings in huge audience numbers. All you need to do is talk politics, because politics gets people pissed off in a hurry, real fast. Before, the internet was focused on grabbing our attention by sparking curiosity for clicks. I wonder what that is. Oh, that looks delightful. Oh, that looks great. But increasingly, it's rage that gets engagement. Rage. I should ask AI, what are some of the more overused words? Any words or phrases drive you crazy, like cringe? That's so cringe. Oh my God, it's so cringe. 6-7, of course. Delulu. Mm-hmm. Clanker. 6-7, Delulu, clanker. We need to quit using words like this is the new normal, unprecedented. Literally. Also getting overused in 2025, synergy, disruptive, paradigm shift, cutting edge, to optimize. I love that one. Clout fatigue. Burnout caused by everyone chasing attention 24/7 online. Okay, there's my new favorite words. Clout fatigue. Look at me. Look at me. Look what I have. Look what I have. Look at me. Look at what I have. Look at me. Wow. Who comes up with these? No kidding. AI just said, if you want, I can make a Manitoba edition of overused words. Yes, please. Slurpee weather is back. Hydro rates, though. Road construction season is starting early this year. Did you see the Northern Lights last night? We're heading to North Dakota for the weekend. Oh, I don't know if that'll be much of a phrase for 2025. City didn't plow my street again. It's not the cold, it's the wind. See any deals at Costco? Go Bombers. And anyone got a good bannock recipe? Social, a Manitoba-only wedding fundraiser with raffle baskets, lukewarm beer, and shout played 7 times. VLTs. Yes, they exist elsewhere, but Manitoba is the one that calls them VLTs. Do you have a co-op number? That's awesome. Prairie culture, Manitoba style. Do you have a co-op number? Crown Royal Apple, anyone? The bridge is out again. Someone stuck under the Kemeny Bridge. Yeah! Woo! Kemeny with the mention. Some of the more exclusive Manitoba sayings. The world-famous Kemeny Bridge. We haven't had anybody stuck under that bridge in a while. The signs must be working. We're up to 40 signs on that bridge now. Cool. That is one of the most said expressions in Manitoba. It's time. Do you have a co-op number? You need to get one at Co-ops of Westman, sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show. Line the pockets of your community instead of the pockets of billionaires by getting a co-op number, because the members are the owners of the co-op. That's what the number is all about. You tell them your number before you do your shopping, and then they record that. And again, at the end of the year, those profits are returned back to the members, whether it's at the gas bar, the hardware center, or the grocery store. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. There is a co-op near you. At the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa, looks as if Thursdays will continue through the month of December at the beautiful Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Spa. We saw Becky celebrating her birthday there earlier on the show. Live music this coming weekend, 12th and 13th, weekend after next. The Bobby Dove Duo, that is a free event at the Buffalo Bar, December 12th and 13th. The Bobby Dove Duo. From 8:30 to 10:30 at the Buffalo Bar. And again, for all the awesome holiday-themed activities happening at the Elkhorn Resort, please visit the website elkhornresort.mb.ca and check out what they've got going on through the festive holiday season. It's a chance to get away, relax, have some fun without having to travel all that far. And finally, Kuiper's Family Bakery, all for all your baking needs through the holidays and beyond. Make it Kuiper's Family Bakery. They got trays and trays of beautiful sugar cookies and butter tarts and mincemeat and, of course, fruit cakes. If you can think of it, they've got it at Kuiper's Family Bakery, and it's the holidays, a time to splurge, a time to enjoy a little bit normal, a little bit more than we normally would, and that's okay. You want some beautiful tray buns to be put on the Christmas table, you got to see Kuiper's Family Bakery. Great bread, great buns, great cookies, great sweet treats. Stock up for the holidays at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner. next to Tasty's. Good old-fashioned game of Monopoly. Who does this anymore? You know what? Pebbles, inside that game of Monopoly, you had no idea that something so valuable.
A driver in Fullerton saved his chance card for the ultimate test. The driver handed over this Monopoly get-out-of-jail-free card after being pulled over for a traffic violation. The officer had a good laugh, apparently, and reminded the driver that while creativity is appreciated, it isn't a legal defense. He told the driver to save the card for a rainy day and then sent him off with a real citation.
I love that. Just for laughs, he should have said okay, because that was very good.
Yeah, he should have got away with it. Anyway, kids, save your get-out-of-jail-free card. You never know when you might be able to use it. They've still got those in there, right? At Sunrise Credit Union, they've got a great rate on mortgages right now. So if you're looking at doing some refinancing, looking at getting into a home for the first time, please see my friends at Sunrise Credit Union. How about this rate? 3.89%. Beat the winter chill with this red hot mortgage for a limited time with 35,000 members in 19 southwestern Manitoba locations. Your friends are at Sunrise Credit Union waiting to get you a mortgage that is comfy, cozy, and affordable at 3.89%. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. At Headley's Health Hut, if you're looking for vitamins, supplements, if you're looking for high protein, sugar-free products, if you're looking for specialty food products, if you're looking for supplements that'll help you with any type of health ailments that you might have, you have to visit our friends at Headley's Health Hut. They would love to answer any and all questions you might have with regards to any of the ailments you might have. And when it comes to dietary restrictions, we've got people allergic to milk, to peanuts, to gluten, and more. They can deal with all of those things in store with specialty food items that can make Christmas happy and bright for everybody, regardless of the allergy or food sensitivity. Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue, just east of Murray GM. And our friends at Skydancer Casino getting set for a New Year's party on January the 2nd. They've got a special CCR tribute band coming to the Skydancer Casino on January the 2nd. So if you're a fan of CCR, you're going to want to make that little trip 90 minutes south of Brandon to Belcourt. Tickets are just $35, and tickets are also just $35 for the frontman, which will be making a stop at the Skydancer Casino on Friday, March the 20th. That's going to be like seeing three bands at once: Restless Heart, Lone Star, and Little Texas. For all the information, check out SkydancerCasino.com and be sure to give them a follow on their social media channels, where the sky's the limit at Skydancer Casino. Are kids even still playing with toys? I love when holidays roll around and we see how far down the path we've gone. But apparently now there's something else to cause us some anxiety. AI toys.
And urging parents not to buy these toys during the holiday season. Joining me now with more is Rachel Franz. She's the program director for the nonprofit Fair Play's Young Children Thrive Offline program. Rachel, thank you for joining me.
Don't buy AI toys.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What exactly are AI toys?
What we're seeing with AI toys is that they are everyday children's toys. They can look like a favorite teddy bear, like a kid-friendly robot, like a squishy, cuddly plush toy. But these toys are embedded with what we call companion AI. This is a form of AI that is designed to mimic human characteristics, features, and emotions, and really act like a friend or a confidant. And we've seen this technology used in chatbots that many of us are hearing about more and more. But now we're seeing those chatbots embedded in these toys that are marketed to children as young as infants. These toys are being released with no research and no regulation. And so what we've seen so far is that we have, this chatbot technology that's in the toys has already been engaging teens in sexual and romantic relationships, push them towards self-harm, and in some cases leading to suicide. We've also seen new reports of the AI toys talking to children, using sexually explicit language or teaching them how to light a match or find knives at home.
Holy cow.
You know, the technology itself.
Oh my God. We've come such a long way from Cabbage Patch Doll. Yeah. It's look at the new trick I've got. My, my Cabbage Patch doll told me how to light the house on fire. Oh, my God. Obviously, be careful. Artificial intelligence toys. Watch out for the AI toys this holiday season. God, coming for the toys. Thanks, Sunseekers, for spending part of your Monday morning with us. We'll do it again for Taste of Tuesday tomorrow. Stay warm, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.